You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons Family Matters podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or a busy parent also caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up. I'm Lisa Oppenheimer, and today we're going to get organized. Now, if you're one of the millions of working parents who run a marathon of to-dos every day, you know how impossible organization can feel. So not long ago, we hosted a webinar with a bunch of our colleagues here at Bright Horizons, busy working parents just like you, and asked them how they make it through the day. From morning rush to dinner hour, Megan, Mary, and Ruth got pretty candid with us about their own organizational challenges and offered some tips about how they make their days a little less of a road race. First up, we got a definition of organization from Ruth and a comment from a listener that pretty much summed up the working parent experience for all of us.
I kind of like this definition of organization. It doesn't necessarily mean tidy, although tidy would work. It just means that you've thought through what needs to happen so everything's not all mixed up when it's time to do it. I like that. Organization is what you do before you do something so that when you do it, it's not all mixed up. So let's start today with the next opportunity to make change. And for most of us, that would probably be after dinner tonight. And if I'm right, what you'll do tonight will have an impact on how your morning goes. Am I right, Mary?
Yeah, definitely. The night before really sets you up for more success in the morning. For me, chaos makes me stressed out, and that's not fair to my kids. So whatever I can do ahead of time really helps me out to have a better day the next day.
Great. All right, so let's take a look at that. And let me share with you this real-life story. During the registration process, we always ask our participants to give us questions or comments that they have as they're registering. And Elizabeth from Racine, Wisconsin, put this in her registration information. She said, "Have any of the presenters taken classes in the night and held a full-time job? Besides jotting down chores on lists and breaking down chores like laundry into different days of the week, how would you exactly clean 4 bathrooms, do 10 loads of laundry, walk 2 dogs, feed and change and take care of 2 kids and still have time for a full-time job and find time for your family?" So first off, Elizabeth from Wisconsin, you have our attention and our empathy, and we are going to help you find some solutions, Elizabeth.
So how do you start the day off on the right foot? Well, in her house, Mary says an ounce of prevention the night before is worth at least a pound of sanity the next morning.
So let's assume that you pulled dinner together somehow, and we'll get to some dinner strategies later tonight, and now it's time to get things ready for the morning. Mary, what are your top tasks in the evening that help you get ready for the morning? Because we want to avoid this picture of this child in the morning.
Yes, we do. So first, I tend to make a good portion of lunches the night before. So I make the sandwiches, I cut up the fruit, and I put those in the refrigerator. I'll fill the lunch boxes with anything that doesn't need to be refrigerated, so snacks, and get that all sort of ready. I'll also set out everything we need for breakfast, like plates and utensils, and I even set out vitamins on the counter so the kids can just grab them in the morning when they come downstairs. I'll put the sneakers and the shoes by the kitchen table and even take the jackets from the coat rack and move them right on the back of the chair so they're sort of easy to grab as they're running out the door. My goal is to have everything right there, and anything I can do ahead of time, like I said, really reduces my level of stress. I'm also not afraid to ask for help. So I work full-time, and while I'm like Elizabeth, I may not take classes, I am involved in quite a bit of volunteer areas outside of work. So I'm happy to hire a cleaning lady to help me out, and I'm happy to use grocery delivery service. There's just a few things that I can do that make my life a little bit simpler.
Great. Grocery delivery service sounds like a wonderful way to take something off your plate. Megan, what would you suggest to help our friend Elizabeth, who, by the way, is getting lots of hugs in the chat room?
Well, I have to say I am the queen of multitasking, and I think that this would help you, Elizabeth. You know, while the kids are bathing or showering, one of my biggest tricks is cleaning the bathroom while they're in there. So I know my kids, while they're in the bath or showering, want me in there with them. So might as well clean the bathroom while they're in there. Multitask when the kids are outside playing. You can be walking the dog or incorporate the kids into the dog walk as well. See what you can do with the kids to accomplish your task. You know, you want to balance all of the things you have to do with quality family time. So I try and incorporate the family time into the things that have to be done. So again, laundry. My daughter loves to fold laundry and loves to be involved. So trying to make the most out of the things that have to be done by incorporating the kids into it.
Great. Some great ideas. So in the chat box, why don't you start putting in there, what will you do tonight that you think will help you in the morning? And my tip for the evening is to sit for a minute or two this evening after everyone's gone to bed, and really just a minute or two, and start making a list of easy dinners that your family likes. It really will make it easier to start planning some menus. So the best part about being organized is that you sleep better, and we hope your kids will sleep better too. So once you do those things tonight, and there's no reason, you know, start tonight. That would be great. But once you get at least one thing done tonight, pause, breathe, and celebrate, really. Tomorrow is really going to be better. So, okay, it's morning now. Everybody had their little celebration sleep. Some top tips for the morning. It seems like creating a routine over time is a real help, and we all know that children do better when they know what the expectations are. So, Mary and Megan, what are your morning routines, and what does the morning really look like at your house? Megan, you want to start us off there?
Sure. Well, I got to say, I have to get a head start. I have to get a head start in front of the kids. You know, it's like when you're in an airplane and a flight attendant says, in case of loss of cabin pressure, put your air mask on first and then assist your child. You know, it's kind of like that. Get yourself ready and then attend to the kids, because you have to be prepared. So, you know, I'm ready, and then the kids get up and they have a routine. You know, they thrive on routine. So they get up, their clothes are prepared, just like Mary said, the night before. So they get dressed, they brush their teeth, they come down. You know, the breakfast items are at their level. So they can then help themselves get their breakfast, you know, get their drinks and prepare for their day. They're on a routine, and they really thrive on that routine.
Great, and people are saying, yeah, I dress myself first. That's great. How about you, Mary? What does morning look like at your house?
So my kids happen to wake up really early, and I'm not much of a morning person. So usually we start off the day with a little bit of snuggle time, which helps me to gradually wake up. And then, yeah, I go ahead and get myself ready. You know, I have an electric toothbrush that it brushes for 2 or 3 minutes. So while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm opening the curtains in the kids' rooms. I'm picking out their clothes for the day. So a lot of multitasking that happens. And then once they're sort of dressed and ready to go downstairs, since everything's laid out, we can literally come downstairs and be done in about 15 minutes and out at the bus stop.
Wow, 15 minutes. That must be a record-breaking time. That's really impressive. And this is one of those times that being organized really helps. All that planning and preparation really helps things run more smoothly. It's such a great way to start the day without hassles. And everyone can leave the house feeling better. So if you're going to pick and choose when and how to be organized, this seems like a good one to tackle early. There's a couple of things to do the night before and having a routine in the morning.
We all know in a working mom's day, every minute counts. That includes the daily commute, says Megan, and she gives up some great ideas about how to make the most of time spent with kids in the car.
So let's talk about getting there, wherever there is, to school, to work, to childcare, wherever that is. So are there things that you have or do, Mary and Megan, in your car that make the commute hassle-free?
So, yeah, I mean, even though I work from home, we still have a commute. We drive to the bus, and we sit at the bus stop, and we wait for the bus to come, and then we drive from the bus to Bright Horizons to drop my daughter off at school. So we are in the car, and we're big on listening to music, but our biggest thing is conversation, talking about the rest of the day, because it's hectic, it's chaotic, and we need to talk about the plan. Who's picking up from school? Who's, you know, what activity is happening that night? What's for dinner that night? so that the kids are fully prepared for what's going to happen that evening. So there's a lot of conversation happening in the morning and a lot of talk. So that's the morning. Now the afternoon is a little bit of a different story. Everybody's tired. Everybody's hungry. So there's always a snack in the car. And we always keep a basket of books and activities in between the seats so that there's something for them to do on the way home.
Yeah, and typically on our morning commute, like I said, to go to my son's childcare, his Bright Horizons, about 25 minutes away. So in the morning, we'll sing songs. We listen to books on tape. He'll play games on the iPad. And, you know, he tends to have a sort of a second breakfast on his ride down to school. And then in the afternoon, it's a little bit different. In the afternoon, I'm exhausted. I'm trying to go through what happened at work that day and what else I need to accomplish for work that night. So I think he's tired, too. He's been at school all day. He hasn't been in front of a television. So I let him watch a DVD on the long trip home. That gives him the chance to decompress and myself the time to sort of think through the rest of the evening. We, too, do snacks in the car because it's such a long drive. There has been occasion that I've forgotten a snack or two, so I keep a bag in my glove box of Dum Dums. So I always have sort of a backup plan that if I forgot something to eat, we can pull out a Dum Dum.
There you go. That's really being organized, a backup plan. That's great.
Everyone knows dinner presents its own set of problems. Cooks like Mary can follow her approach of menu planning, labels, and crockpots, but for Megan, it's all about simplicity and takeout.
Mary, how do you manage to get dinner on the table? You have two kids, a full-time job, lots of volunteer activities, and a husband who travels almost weekly.
So I actually really like to cook. So I try to plan next week's meals ahead of time. I'll use that plan to order groceries or to create my list for what I'm going to buy at the grocery store because I do actually go to the grocery store. I don't just use grocery delivery. I'll think about the schedule and sort of map out meals ahead of time as to what the schedule is like. So, for example, right now my kids are in swim class on Monday nights, and we don't get home till 6:30, so I know that Monday nights has to be a crockpot meal. I'll also stock up occasionally on food. So on Sundays, I may make chicken pot pie or meatballs and sauce. Or if we're going to have quesadillas that week, I might actually cook the chicken on Sunday so it's all ready, and it makes it a lot easier to make the quesadillas later in the week. As you'll see, this is a picture of my pantry, and I keep a pretty organized pantry. I like, as you see, labels. So everything's easy to see, and I can see what I have and what I need. And then I also keep a bunch of backup items in the basement, so any pantry items, so I'm not sort of running around at the last minute looking for soy sauce. I already always have something there.
Great. So adding the family calendar to the menu planning process sounds like a really good key to success. But sometimes you still need that flexibility. Mary, there have been lots of questions about which kinds of calendar to use and what apps you would suggest for staying on top of things?
So in terms of menu, I don't necessarily put that into a calendar. I used to write it up on a dry erase board in my kitchen, but then my kids would be upset when the dinner changed at the last minute because, you know, I decided to change it. So, but in terms of sort of our everyday life, I actually just wrote a blog on this on the Bright Horizons Family Room blog, so you can check it out there. My husband and I use Outlook calendars to manage work and family and personal commitments. So we have a routine on Sunday nights where we review what's coming up ahead the next week. For things like birthday parties, dentist appointments, even trips, one of us sends an invite to the other with all the details. If applicable, we even include who's responsible for transportation or who the babysitter will be for that night. When my husband isn't traveling, we split the drop-off and pick-up for my son, but if there's a change in routine, we'll send out another invite that says something like, no Mary for pick-up, so he knows that it's his responsibility. When my husband travels, he's really good about detailing the impact of his trip for the day he leaves and the day he comes home. So he'll note things like whether he'll be home in time for dinner or bedtime, or whether or not he can help with childcare transportation that day. I use my iPhone a lot. There's like that notepad that you have. I put a lot of things in there. So I keep a running grocery list of things that I need. I even keep a running list of things that I'm donating so I can make sure to put that into a tracking sheet so I can take the tax deduction for any clothing I'm donating. So everything goes into that basic notes app on my iPhone, and I really find that keeping it basic works really well for us.
Yeah, totally. No bells and whistles. That's great. Megan, how about you? What does dinner look like at your house?
So I'm not much of a cook. I'll be honest. And I have picky eaters. Picky eaters who thrive on routine. And I'll be honest. I have impatient kids too. I think others can probably relate to that too. So when they're hungry, they're hungry, and they want certain items. So I'll be honest that once a week we have breakfast for dinner, and once a week we have pizza for dinner, and this works because it's routine and it's what the kids expect, and there's no arguments at night. You know, our lives are busy, and we want to make it smooth, and we want to make it work. So Fridays we have pizza. One night we have breakfast for dinner, and the other nights we rotate among a few meals that the kids like and balance with some healthy options. But it's no surprises at our house. It's a list that rotates weekly.
And you're getting some great affirmations on
good,
on
good.
The
I'm not
chat.
Alone here.
People are having Taco Tuesdays and Pasta Fridays and a
love
hot
it.
Dog bar that happens regularly. That's
make
great.
Your own salad night. You got to have
go.
Them all. Yep.
There you go.
Makes it fun, too.
So, Megan, if you're not a great cook, do you end up at restaurants during the week ever?
Okay, so we do. Not all the time, but we do. And, you know, it's a nice social time for us, too, and a time to be together. And so we do. I'll be honest with you, and you're showing my favorite part of our. It's the way we survive these restaurant times. So this is my rescue bag. We're big on no electronics when we go out to restaurants too. It's a little bit of we try and limit the electronics when we go to restaurants. So I keep this rescue bag in my car at all times because there's nights that we don't plan to go out to dinner, but I don't have dinner ready, and it's kind of like, let's meet here and grab dinner. So I have this bag in the back of my car, and when we arrive at a restaurant, I pull this out so that it has something for the kids to do. Inside of it has a few activity books for both my son and my daughter, colored pencils, markers, scissors, something to keep them busy while they either wait for our table or await the food.
It sounds like a great solution for lots and lots of situations, Megan. I love that it's just kept in your car. It's always there, ready to go.
It saved us a lot of times, I'll tell you that.
I bet it has.
That's about all the time we have today. Ruth, Mary, and Megan, thank you. If you want more tips from our working moms, you can visit them at the Family Room blog at brighthorizons.com/thefamilyroom. If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought, or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.